Yeah, they give them ranks.
What other? Can you think of any other ranks of officers in the Army besides captain and general?
Lieutenant.
And lieutenant, and...
Sergeants, yeah, first start out the sergeants, you know.
How about major and...
Major, yeah.
Colonel.
I don't go...
How about colonel?
Colonel, yeah.
All right, what would you call a person who presides over a trial?
I don't know.
A man in court. You know, you'd have to go up in front of the...
Farm squad?
Well, no, this is the man, hope not, that would be, this would be just the man in court. When you go into court, there are the lawyers there in court, but then the man who presides over the proceeding.
Oh, that's good.
Sure. And then in school, a child going to school, like you talk about, was this your grandson?
Mm-hmm.
Your grandson. You say your grandson, he's what in school? He's a
freshman, I guess.
Well, and he's a...
Oh, he's sophomore.
Yeah.
Sophomore.
All right. Now, when he's in school, though, you'd say he's a...
Student?
A student, sure. And then a man in an office might have a woman there who takes dictation and mails his letters for him and writes letters for
him. Secretary?
Sure. And then, if someone asks you about your nationality, say... Someone said, are you a Mexican citizen? And you say, no, I'm a...
American.
Sure. And then a person with black skin is a...
He's a nigger.
Yeah. Now, what other names have you heard?
Well, redskins, Indian.
Yeah. I mean, other names for Negroes, other than...
Darker?
Yeah. Any others?
Negro. African.
Okay. Now, what about... If you had a neighbor who didn't take care of his property and was always borrowing things from you and never took care of anything himself, what kind of people do you call that?
Well, I know they're that kind. I don't know what you would call them.
Okay. And if you talk about these people who used to live way up in the mountains, you said they're no longer up there now, but you said years ago there were these people who lived way up in the mountains. What would you call someone who lived way up in the mountains and was really away from everybody else?
You used to call them mountain hoosiers.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's good. That's the kind of expression I was wondering about. Now, these things are just for, there are a couple things first. If it isn't quite midnight, you know, it isn't quite midnight. You might say to someone says, is it midnight yet? And you say, no, it's not midnight yet, but it's...
Well, not midnight, it can be close to it.
Okay. And then if you were out on the ice, so you had some ice outside, and you didn't fall down, but you say, I want to fall down out there. So I didn't fall down, but I...
Well, sometimes you slip up and not fall down.
Did you ever use something like, I like to fell, or...
Yeah, I like to fall down.
All right. And if someone came up the road here and stopped, you might say to you, what is it? In fact, I asked you, how is it to Cove Lake? If you're asking directions, you might ask, how...
Pretty.
Sure. And if you wanted to know the number of times someone went up to La Follette, let's say, you might ask him, how do you go? You might say, how many times do you go? Or you might say, how...
Pretty.
Or how... You want to know the number of times a person goes there, though.